When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
It was right last night. This morning into the courtroom, we welcome Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, good morning.
And, well, you got something going on with your wife, Natalie, and this involves having another child. And you guys are at odds on this. And let's just hear it. What's going on?
Yeah, so she's you know, kind of made up her mind that she wants to have another kid. And, I mean, you know, we've already got three. They're, 5, 8, and 12. So, you know, we're starting like to have that good rhythm, starting to get good sleep, you know, not really having to worry so much about them as much.
Yeah.
And, you know, she wants to spring, you know, having a newborn in the house. And I, you know, 42 now, I'll be 43 by the time we have the kid. And then once they graduate from high school, I'll be 60.
60's young now. 60's like the new 30.
Well, I wish.
All right. Good deal on that. I will tell you that that's a big lie that's being sold there.
But you're, I don't, in your late 50s, Big Dave, and you have a son in high school.
I know. I can kind of sympathize with Jeff here because I'm doing the math in my head. How old was I when Darren was born? Oh, he's 15. When he graduates from high school in 2 years, I'll be 59.
Yeah, basically 60.
Yeah.
But basically 30.
Yeah, all right. Say that when you watch me get out of a chair.
Hilarious. Right, yeah. I've seen it.
All right, so and how old is your wife, Natalie?
So Natalie's 38, and, you know, I played a lot of sports growing up, so I'm a little, you know, squeaky in the joints as it is. So that's kind of where I'm at, you know.
Now, your five-year-old, it seems like he's just getting – it is a boy, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, right. It seems like he's just getting out of that age where he's clingy and mom is the hero and he needs mom for everything. And do you think it just has to do with maybe he's grown up and having a little independence that she's missing that baby?
Yeah. You know, she's talking about that baby smell and all that stuff. And, you know, I'm happier this way. Like I said, we're getting some good sleep now and finally, and, you know, after, you know, having three in a row and
can't imagine.
I don't want to be dealing with, you know, having to lose a bunch of sleep again.
Look, I got a high schooler that's constantly coming home with random information. I'm going to ruin that baby smell for everybody. Ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
That's brains that you're smelling. Babies have that smell on the top of their head because their skull isn't completely grown. It's totally for my daughter's health class.
Whoa.
And you're smelling their brain come through that little soft spot on the top. That's what baby smell is.
What?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. I Googled it. I was like, you're crazy. Yeah, see what you have to look forward to with kids in high school?
Oh, my. Wow.
All right. Yeah, sorry. It was random, but I thought it was funny.
So where are you at with this right now? Natalie wants to have another baby.
He doesn't.
She's 38. Yeah. No, I mean, where's the argument at between you two?
Well, she's being, you know, insistent, and I'm pushing back. And, you know, I've been presenting a pretty good front so far, but maybe with that, you know, new information about, you know, that,
just I know it's
baby brain.
I'm sorry.
That might make it disgusting. I'll tell her that we're zombies. All we don't want to do is eat brains.
Baby brains.
All right. But so I want to know though, before we go to the jury here, what is your phobia of being 60 years old when this child would graduate from high school?
Yeah, like I said, you know, I just don't want to be, you know, the guy in the wheelchair who can't, like, you know, stand up. And,
you're not,
you know,
gonna,
like,
come on, you're not going to be in a wheelchair. I mean, well, I mean, you know, heaven forbid, but you know what I'm saying?
It's young. It's not that 60. Old.
Yeah. Well, I want to be able to, you know, throw the ball around and all that kind of stuff, too, and, you know, be a little bit more active. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay.
Maybe you need a yoga class.
Okay.
To stretch.
That could do it. All right, so this is what we're going to weigh in on this morning. Should Jeff and Natalie have another child with Jeff being 42, 43 by the time the bundle arrives.
You know, that's a big decision to put on the Big Dave show. Usually we're arguing about if ketchup goes on a hot dog.
I know.
This is a whole other kind of situation.
All right. So do you have a closing argument, Jeff, before we go to the jury?
Yeah, like I said, you know, my closing argument is this. You know, I know a lot of these celebrities are having these babies, you know, well into their 70s and 80s. But, you know, they've got the money for the nannies and we don't. So, you know, that's where I put that argument to rest.
Okay, Statman.
I do like how you see the work as your work and not putting it off on somebody else. And you want to be there for your kids. I think you really love them a lot. I put it into God's hands. I'll be honest with you. You could do all you can to prevent it from happening, but if God wants you to have another kid, you're going to get stuck with it. So I'm going to just say let fate be fate. You could try to prevent it. We'll see what happens. God has a plan.
I think she's going to try to prevent it, and you ain't going to be getting any if you don't, I don't know, come around to some kind of conversation or agreement. Can you offer her a puppy? how do you compromise with such a big argument? Yeah. I want a kid and I don't want a kid.
Yeah.
How do you meet in the middle? A puppy?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm going to go ahead and say stick with your instinct, man. I mean, I got to be honest. I used to think the same way you did when I was around your age and Darren was an infant. I'd sometimes do the math and I'm like, how old am I going to be when he graduates from high school? Oh, geez. And I couldn't even imagine myself at that age at that point. And now it's just 15 years later and I still can't. So I don't know. I'm going to say I side with you, Jeff. If you don't feel you're ready to have another child, then she should respect that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's a couple, not
but
a single.
But it's tough because if she wants to have another child, he should respect that. Get a puppy. Yeah. I don't know how you meet the middle here.
All right. Well,
I can't wait to hear.
Let's find out right now, 749-B105 and also through the B105 app, what our jury at B105 listeners think you should do. I mean, gosh, this has been the most responsibility they've had ever as well. So let's find out what they say, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Best of luck.
Thank you.
See you, Daddy.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Chris Stapleton, White Horse. You needed to be tapping that track on the B105 app while that was playing. Get you in the running to see George Strait, Chris Stapleton, and Little Big Town, Lucas Oil Stadium, May the 4th in Indianapolis. And this runs through Sunday night at 11:59. So anytime you hear a song from all three of them or any of them, tap that track on the B105 app. Who was right last night? Oh, my goodness. This morning we heard from Jeff, who is 42 years old. His wife, Natalie, 38, has decided she wants to have another baby. They already have three kids, 5, 8, and 12. And mm-hmm. He's like, I think I'm too old for this. I don't want to be 60 years old when my baby, whoever, son, daughter that we have, graduates from high school. So we put a lot of responsibility on our B105 jury this morning. And let's see where you guys are at on this. Are you Team Jeff or Team Natalie? Trisha, what do you say?
Team Jeff. Well, if he's not ready to have a baby, then he's not ready to have a baby. If my husband said he was done having babies, I would have said, okay, fine with me.
Even if you wanted to have one?
Yeah, I got one of each. I'm okay.
Okay, you're two and through is what you're saying.
Right.
Tracy, where are you falling on this?
I'm falling on Jeff's side. I am a middle child of three. Yeah. I was 6 years old, and my parents decided to have another baby. I hated her. It was a lot of animosity. It caused me a lot of trouble because I got in trouble a lot because of her, because I hated her so much.
Oh.
So my dad said my mom could have another baby or a new stove, and she chose the other baby. So maybe Jeff could
be different kind of bun in the oven.
Really? I have a baby or a new stove.
Do you and your younger sibling have a better relationship now that you're older?
We did for a while, and now we don't fuck it off.
Oh my goodness. Well, this is a mess. Well, thanks for the call, Tracy.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Our favorite Cincinnati children's nurse, Mickey from Burlington, is on Team Natalie. Why is that, buddy?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm 54 and got a 4-year-old. 42 is not too old to have another one.
Wow, you had one at 50?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing about the guys. It doesn't really matter how old they are. Like, I get it in the long run, but it's the woman physically having the baby.
Yeah. Did you have any complications? Or your wife, I guess. Did she have any complications?
No, she did great. You know, our littlest was born with Down syndrome, but, you know, I mean, that happens. And I couldn't imagine my life without him. He adds so much to our family. And, you know, if I'd stopped having kids at 42, I wouldn't have my 9-year-old or my 6-year-old.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Good point. Great point. Yeah. I will say there was some complications when we had Darren, and it was gray hair and losing hair for me. but I think that was going to happen anyway, right? You know,
funny.
You find the energy.
You do.
Good.
Thank you, Mickey.
Hey, y'all have a great day.
There's some lots coming through the B105 app here.
Yeah, Terry says, team husband all the way. When you take the kids to his or her sporting event and people think you're a grandparent instead of the parents, might be a problem.
Yeah, I think so. All right, we'll keep them coming.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Actually, this morning we heard from Jeff, who is 42 years old. His wife, Natalie, 38, says she wants to have another kid. They already have 3, 5, 8, and 12. He's like, I'm too old to have another kid. I don't want to be 60 when it graduates from high school. So Debbie from Colerain has a good point here. What do you got?
Have they looked at the price of daycare lately? It's the price of a mortgage payment.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to be dwindling his retirement funds if he has a fourth kid in daycare.
Yeah. Well, you also need to think you got to save up for those other 3 kids for college, too. And you're probably trying to do that. Yeah, if you're lucky. Yeah. So, yeah, good point, Debbie. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Let's go to James from Loveland. Team Natalie. Why is that?
Well, we are, me and my fiance have 9 kids together.
Woo.
Ranges from 25 all the way down to 16 months.
Man, you got a weak pullout game. Go ahead.
Well, I'm 47, so I will be 64 when the youngest graduates. But I mean, I wouldn't do it any different. And the thing Ashley said about getting a puppy, yeah, that didn't work either. We tried that first.
Oh, so we've got 9 kids and a dog.
Oh my gosh, one big happy family though.
I can't believe James actually had time to call us this morning. Good job, James. Thanks, buddy.
I'm driving, so that's why.
Okay. Let's go to John from Chevy, and he is on Team Jeff. Why is that?
Another thing to consider too is when your kids get older and you get older, you'd like to have some time when you can actually walk and do things. So coming up on 60. My kids are all grown and out of the house now for 5 years, and my wife and I are living the best life because we can actually go hiking and go places other than sporting events and taking the kids all over.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you got a little time before you start having grandkids.
Exactly. That and before you can't walk anymore.
Thanks for the call, brother.
All right.
Now we got Tiffany. Where are you falling on this, girl?
I'm on Team Jeff. So hear me out. I was the young sibling that my parents decided to keep trying for. And to be honest, it kind of stunk because now that I'm older and I have kids and I'm married, I lost my dad last year and my kids really miss him. And he's now missing out on all the things because he was the older parent. And meanwhile, all my friends, you know, have younger parents still that are still around. So it kind of stinks a little bit. So from like that perspective, you know, count your blessings. You have 3. Some kids, you know, some people can't have kids. So you have 3 beautiful kids. Like maybe that's it. That's all you need.
All right. A lot of great responses on it this morning.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. It's Morgan Wallen and last night. And you know what? This is the last day for a while for Statman and Ashley. Ashley, you're taking a couple of days off going to see that guy, Morgan Wallen, in Indy.
That's right. Tomorrow and Friday, I'll be back Monday. So excited to see him, though.
And he's doing 2 nights. I didn't know that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, why wouldn't he?
Right? Yeah, of course. He's
sell him out.
You're going to the Thursday night show
and Lucas Oil.
And Statman, you're getting ready to load up the old family truckster and head out on spring break to Florida.
Yes, it's a 14-hour drive, and it'll just be my wife and kids. But we're meeting up with other family members. It's a big old spring break kind of family tradition thing now.
Okay, and you're going to meet up with them down in Florida?
All under one roof. I have never stayed in the same house as my father-in-law. It'll be kind of interesting.
Wow.
It'll be a good time. You've been in the family forever.
Yeah, how has that never happened before?
He doesn't like to travel. He's a stick in the mud, and we're finally getting him out of the mud.
Out of Campbell County.
Oh, that's good. That's a long drive, though.
Oh, yeah, 14 hours. Now, we just drove out to Denver and back, which was like freaking crazy.
Yeah, that's a long time.
I do have a new driver in the house, and I thought, well, maybe Stacy would like to do some driving in other states just to say she's been there and drove there, but she did no driving. Oh, on that trip.
So it was you and Kayla.
Just Kayla and I did the whole thing to Denver.
No. Well, the interstate can be a little daunting to a new driver. You might be a little nervous driving.
That's what she said. In winter, anything could happen. But this is like, we've driven this trip probably, 14, 15 times. Now, the question is, would I be able to sleep in the car while my daughter's driving?
No.
Definitely not.
I don't know if I could.
I don't think you... Do you sleep in the car at all? Even do you get some sleep?
Well, yeah, I'm good. With my wife driving, I'm out cold. No, really? No problem. Okay. Put a pillow next to the window and I'm out. Same with her. But I don't know if I'd be able to sleep, not just because they're driving, but because my wife would be like freaking out.
Freaking out. You're too close to them. Get over. Do this.
Yeah. I can hear it. Yeah, that's the way we all are. You have those words. You say those words that aren't really words. They're just sounds. You're like, hey, did it.
It's about. It's about.
But if she wants to drive down to Florida for a little bit.
Man, I think I'd let her drive through Georgia. I hate that state. Sorry if you're from Georgia. But once you get south of Tennessee, before Atlanta.
Yes.
I don't want to ever let my daughter drive in Atlanta. That's crazy down there.
It is.
Well, there's that weird stretch because I made that drive many times growing up in Tennessee. If you're driving towards Chattanooga, where you're on the interstate, I think it's 24, and all of a sudden it says, welcome to Georgia. And you're like, what's up? And then half a mile down the road, welcome to Tennessee. There's this little part of Georgia that comes on the interstate for a while, but it's not long. And it's did they really have to put up signs?
You grew up and didn't your dad always take back roads?
Oh, God, never was on
the interstate.
Wouldn't that take forever?
That was to my grandparents' house in West Tennessee. And it was basically riding a roller coaster. I would throw up every time.
And you can't sleep when you're going back and forth and bouncing around.
And my mom would be like, Clay, will you take the interstate next time? Your son's getting sick every time. He wouldn't do it. So, just don't do that, okay?
Okay. All right. Yeah, we're staying on the interstate.
Safe travel.
Great trip.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
So yesterday was pretty interesting, all day long. We were pounding the drum. So was all the TV stations, everybody, severe weather. Heck, the Weather Channel was here broadcasting live. So that made you go, oh, geez.
Concerning.
Yeah. Well, they showed up. It was like, okay, well, we better take this serious. So I guess we were trying to prepare for, yesterday afternoon late when the storms were going to hit. I had the big idea because I saw that there was a lot of hail that was going to be coming with some of these storms. And I was like, I'm going to try to put my truck in my garage. And my garage is not very big, and I don't have it made to park my truck in there, really. So there's a lot of stuff in there. So I went in there, and I moved my lawnmower up to the back of it. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to pull my truck in here. And I had this folding chair over there that I put up against the wall to move out. Uh-oh. And it fell over. So the folding chair was on the ground and I couldn't see it. And it pushed against this cabinet that I had bolted to the wall. And it pushed the cabinet off the wall, pulled out the bolts. And
I'm like, oh, geez,
because my tire was pushing that thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, golly, Bill. And then I just like, well, I don't care. I'm going to pull the truck back out. Then I'll spend an hour putting the bolts back through the cabinet.
Wow.
That was a stupid idea I had. So, and then I didn't get any hail anyway, just a bunch of rain, so it didn't matter. The hail? So, Stat, did you do anything?
We got this luggage-carrying roof rack for our SUV. We're about to go down to Florida. My wife was like, you better pull that in the house so it's dry when we go to pack, because tomorrow we're going on spring break.
Cool.
And I bring it in the house, and then, 5 minutes later, my wife came to me in a panic going, There's a frog in the garage. You must have brought a frog in with the. I never found the frog. We're hearing croaking. There's something in our garage.
Oh.
And it connects to our basement, so we're keeping that door shut.
Hey, you got three dogs. They'll find that frog
that's
real
what
fast.
I thought too.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they're acting
funny. They might be scared
funny.
Of the frog. Aren't your dogs little?
So that's all we prepared.
What and about you?
Because I don't have a basement, I was like, gosh. I need to probably go somewhere that does. So I went to my mom's house over in Newport, and I'm there chilling. She made like a big dinner, and we were fortunate that, nothing bad happened weather-wise. And when I had first got there, I was pretty tired. You know, we get up early. So I went upstairs where my like high school bedroom is to take a nap.
So you went upstairs instead of downstairs.
Yeah. I'm on the top floor. Took a nap. And it's just funny because I don't know. Like, I grew up in that room, and it's still, like, the same color. It's kind of turned into, like, a storage closet a little bit. But there's still some posters on the wall from when I was younger.
All right, what posters?
You gotta tell us.
Do you remember that whole thing of, like, keep calm, and it would tell you to do something?
Yeah.
This kind of posters? Yeah. So this one says, keep calm and drink a beer.
All right, high schooler. Good job there. That's nice.
Classy.
And how old were you when you moved out of that room?
Let's not ask any questions. Yeah, I know. And then it's funny because the original door, like my bedroom door, is still there. And when I was younger, remember when you're leaving the grocery store, they have those like 25-cent things and you get like stickers or whatever. I covered a good portion of my door in stickers and they're all still on there. And the one that I remember for whatever reason the most is, did you eat a bowl of stupid for breakfast? It's one of the stickers.
Still on there.
Yes. They're all still on there. I'm sure my mom was pleased that I decided to do that.
Well, you know how Ashley loves food. I mean, if there was such a thing as a bowl of stupid, you'd have probably tried it by now, right? I mean, it's because you're like, I got to have that. What
my
is
favorite
that?
Flavor.
The Big Dave Podcast.
Yesterday, we started something really wonderful here on B105 that we're going to be shining a spotlight on all month long, and it's helping out Cincinnati Children's Animal Assisted Therapies. It's called the B105 Canine Comfort Campaign. And if you're not familiar with what this is, with the Children's Hospital over here, and they've got campuses all over, they bring in these therapy dogs that come and see the patients. Calm them down a lot. Yeah, and they're going through all these procedures and everything else, and the dog makes a big difference, and they've got quite a few of them. And we're trying to get our B105 listeners to step up and donate. Not to get another dog, because they've got plenty of those. They just need the things that the dog requires, the upkeep of the dogs.
Like, you know, the dogs have to be groomed. They have vet bills, things like that. And also, you know, the handlers go in and read books to the kids with the dogs chilling there. You can buy children's books. We have different bundles for you to choose from. Anything from just a donation of $10 up to $100. It's all over at B105.com.
Very nice. But we did have one of the dogs come by with their handler. The first dog, Marty.
He's so cute.
Oh, God, he's adorable. And then Mary Faith is his handler. And she kind of told us, you know, what Marty does.
Marty's at Liberty Campus. He was the first facility dog out there. He's also inpatient and outpatient. So he sees patients who are doing procedures inpatient. Sometimes we have some long-term patients that just need some normalization for their day.
Sure.
And then other times he's going from procedure to procedure. If you can think about an EEG, they have to have multiple leads put into their head and on their body. It takes 15 to 20 minutes, and that's hard for a kiddo to sit still. Marty will lay on them, and they can sit and talk to Marty, or he likes to shake and do boop. And so he's there with them doing that, and it takes all the stress out of it.
Gosh, and that's what it is all about, is the stress over at Children's Hospital, not only on the kids, but also the parents and the family members and the staff.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I got three dogs. Any dog owner out there knows after a long day at work how de-stressing it is to just come home and pet that puppy. They don't care about all the stresses in the world. They just want to give you loves. Mm-hmm. And that's what the dogs at Canine Comfort do. These are really amazing therapy dogs. And we're actually going to make it worth your while by throwing in some Jelly Roll tickets and an autographed guitar.
But you got to donate now for this. This is only going through this week, the first. And there's going to be many more incentive prizes to come.
Yeah. Yeah, but this one's pretty big. I mean, jelly roll?
Come on. I would spare, you know, space yourself out because there's more to come. But if you want to get on the jelly roll, you got to do it because Jesse and Anna will be drawing the grand prize winner on Monday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So you got till then. But together we can make a big difference for these wonderful dogs over at Cincinnati Children's that are helping so many people over there. Like we said, not just the patients, but also the staff and the whole families that are over there. So B105.com is where you start.
Podcast.
Yesterday afternoon, Ashley didn't wake up in the wrong side of the truck bed. No, she woke up in her high school bedroom because you went to your mom's house in Newport to ride out the storm. You didn't have a basement,
So I was like, Mom, I'm coming over. And my high school bedroom it's a little bit of a storage closet where, you know, stuff has just ended up there. Mm-hmm. But there's some similarities. Nothing's changed in other parts.
Is it like a shrine to your childhood that your mom just can't let go of her little girl?
A little bit. Or it's just like me, too, because I'm always like, I'll come over and get rid of that stuff. And I never do.
Trophies and ribbons. Any of those still in there?
Yes. Trophies, ribbons, posters, clothes. I found a pair of shorts that I fit into, and I'm like, cool.
Oh, wow.
They fit you now?
Yes.
That's impressive.
Not from high school.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, like, man.
No. I didn't have these hips in high school.
Okay.
Anyway, one thing that sticks out, which I never got in trouble for, is the bedroom door.
What'd you do to it?
When I would leave the grocery store, with my mom or whatever, to ask for a quarter, and they have those little machines that'll pop out, like a gumball or a sticky hand.
Yeah.
Well, I became obsessed with stickers.
Oh, yeah. I remember those.
And I remember the first one that I stuck on my door. And then I kind of just made like an oval shape of stickers around it.
And what kind of stickers are they?
Well, I had my brother send me a picture of the door. And I the one I remember was, did you eat a bowl of stupid for breakfast? A couple other ones say, shopaholic, 90% angel, 10% devil. Angel baby, and your point is?
That one sounds like you today.
Man, I see why your generation does those live, laugh, love things in their kitchens. Now after they move out, they had those stickers growing up. That's funny.
And then there's odd ones. Kick me, goddess crossing.
I like that one. Right below that one, it says stinker.
Stinker, double trouble, sugar coated. It wasn't me, some kind of angel. Trust me.
But there's a theme going through some of these, though. A lot of them down here. I guess you must have gotten dumped or something.
Yeah, I don't. Who knows? Boys are trouble. Watch out. I'm through with boys. Boys cheat. Boys stink. Boys are aliens. Boys are brainless.
Yeah, there we go.
And fed up with boys. What in the heck? I mean, the companies that are putting out the stickers that the kids are buying, they must have just known, like, oh, I guess these younger girls are going through a lot right now. Let's just hate on the men.
You're either a goddess or boys stink. So this is crazy.
And this is on the outside of the door, so everybody that cuts down that hallway will be able to see it.
Why haven't they taken them off?
Oh,
it's been, 15 years?
I'll be happy to tell you why. It's because it'll ruin the wood on the door.
Aren't coming. That door has to be replaced.
Yeah, it'll start peeling off that thin layer of wood that's on the door. So it'll just mess it up because I did that to my door growing up too.
Yes.
Yeah. But I was putting like posters and it was like radio stickers and bumper stickers, all sorts of random bands. And when I moved out, I start peeling them off. Totally ruined the door.
Oh, yeah. I know. So eventually I'm probably going to have to owe my mom and my stepdad some money for a door. And I put this picture over on our Facebook pages. And Katie says, poor boys never stood a chance.
I tell you what, you should take that door. And when you buy your first house, have it put in your house.
Oh, wow. Well, that'll be in another 15 years, I'm sure.
The Big Dave Podcast. It's the Big Dave Show. Dad joke of the day on B105.
And this morning we've got our friend Erica that works at the Heights Center there, lives in Anderson Township. She always delivers with the dad joke of the day. What do you got for us today, girl?
Why did I get fired from my job from the calendar factory?
I don't know. Why did you get fired from your job at the calendar factory?
I took too many days off.
That's a good one. Erica always delivers, girl. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Great program over at Cincinnati Children's, you know, with the therapy dogs that go in there and see the kids, the patients, the staff, and just make everybody feel a little better over there, because that's what dogs can do. Now, we're going to shift from there to the Fairmont Hotel in Dallas, because they have something no other hotel has. A chief happiness officer.
Happiness officer?
The chief happiness officer. Now, this is not a paid position unless you count little scratches and dog toy treats, playing with. Yeah. Now, because the Fairmont Hotel in Dallas recently adopted an 8-month-old shelter dog, a beautiful girl named Bondi. And Bondi has now taken up residency in the lobby of the Fairmont Hotel in Dallas.
Oh, is a mutt? What kind of dog is Bondi?
A beautiful, like a little pit bull mix, terrier mix. Just a beautiful dog. And now they did this because they said they wanted to make the staff happy, because when people are at work, they get to pet the dog. And happy employees make for a better work environment. But it is also having a huge effect on the guests that stay at the Fairmont Hotel, because they absolutely love it. They come into the lobby. There's Bondi. She's got her bowl of food and water, chasing toys and getting lots of loving from literally everybody that walks by. I mean, what an amazing idea. In fact, one of the guests, Ruben Ramos of Boston, said, "It just feels great coming out of my room and seeing a dog in the lobby that we can play with. It makes the hotel experience 100 times better."
I agree.
What a wonderful thing. I mean, and to think that they took this dog that was in a shelter, 8 months old, and gave it a forever home. And now it's not just getting a couple of people loving on it all day, literally loving all day long. And making people happy, and that's what dogs can do. So to the Fairmont Hotel in Dallas and your chief happiness officer, Bondi, thank you so much for the good vibes this morning.
B105. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
So yesterday was pretty dicey weather day, and around 5:30, 6 o'clock is when the really strong lines of storm started coming through, and I'm watching our pal, the chief meteorologist, Steve Raleigh, over there on Channel 9. He says, "Now, right now, we've got some rotation over Florence, and it's kind of around the Costco," and and I went, "Oh, boy, Grover's driving home," and that, and I was like, should I reach out to him? But I was like, well, if he's driving, I don't want to distract him. But I was literally worried about our large one. And then we find out, where were you when this happened?
I just left Costco.
Of course.
Just. And I was like literally pulling out of the parking lot, calling Holly, and my phone started going,
yep.
Tornado warning.
Great.
And I was on my way to the Union Kroger on 42. And she's like, oh, you know, she goes into her little panic mode, and I'm still driving, and
I can
see where I think they think there might be a tornado, which there never was one, or rotation or whatever. But so I just drove. I wasn't alone. We were a lot of people out there.
I got to know, what was it at Costco that you had to get in the middle of the storm?
Well,
teeth whitener.
It couldn't wait.
No, it couldn't wait. Well, I didn't know there's going to be a tornado warning. I went there.
What do you mean? You're like the weather guy.
You knew it. Come on. We all knew.
I knew there was a potential, but I didn't know it was going to happen right there on Mall Road while I was there.
But come clean. What was it? What did you have to get?
I had to get some Sealy pillows for Holly.
And I saw that.
I had to get her some Palm. And
you posted something about that. Bringing home Sealy pillows is the new flowers.
Well, she gets as excited about new pillows as she did about flowers in the 90s.
All right. So,
hey, you need a good pillow.
Well, the reason we wanted you in here to talk about Costco today is I saw this breaking. It actually went into implementation yesterday. Costco is now going to be offering a weight loss program to its members. Now, I know you have your weight loss program going on, but it's $179 every 3 months. It's through their Sesame Healthcare marketplace there. Because they just started offering primary care visits at Costco as well with a doctor. You can do that now.
They provide the food then for $180 every 3 months?
I think they provide medication.
Like
because
a plan?
They're kind of, I saw the word Ozempic.
I heard Ozempic's going to be offered at Costco. I did hear about that.
Wow, you get so tires and Ozempic and a wedding ring.
Well, you can get tires and lose your spare tires, what they're trying to go
through. And a casket. I mean, yeah, it gets you from birth to death.
Get some muffins. No way.
Is this something you would do, though, being the Kirkland fan that you are? $179 every 3 months. How does that sound?
No. I don't need to spend $180 to lose weight. I just follow common sense.
Come on, it's the cause and the solution to your obesity. All the cheap hot dogs you can eat.
Sure.
And then they'll help you lose the weight.
And the chocolate and candies.
Yeah.
Gosh, I just want like a map through there.
Well, they change it all the time.
I hate it.
They literally call it a treasure hunt on the app.
Yeah, I don't want to.
When they change things around.
Mm-hmm. Take me to the gold. X marks the spot.
Some things never change, you know, the staples. But yeah, other times they'll move the bread for no reason.
The edamame.
I'm telling you. And you ran into a friend of yours saw me at Costco. Every time I go there to buy my bird seed, they've moved it somewhere else.
And Big Dave won't let it down. Trisha from Alexandria didn't say hi to Big Dave.
Yeah, I'm still very disappointed in that. Because she's really pretty.
She's gorgeous.
So Grover's a hard pass.
Hard pass.
On the Costco weight loss program. I'm surprised. I thought he might join up.
Don't need it.
He's going to need that cast of this coming up.
There we go.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
And this morning we welcome the front desk lady from Mercy Health Wound Care Center. Wait, no, her actual name is Carrie Strunk. Hi, Carrie.
Good morning, fellas.
That's what everybody calls you, though, right?
Yes, that's my nickname, front desk lady. I proudly wear that on my name tag.
You wear a lot of different hats. I love your little side gigs you got going. First of all, let's talk about the Reds. You sat in a room with a bunch of big red machine players?
You know it. I was a tour guide for the ballpark for 15 years.
Oh. And
I got to take everybody on the field and the dugout. I worked all the special events, so I was able to meet all the big red machine and current players through 15 years of working there. It was amazing.
Drop some names.
Griffey Senior and Junior in the same room at the same time with everybody else.
Oh, so that's cool.
That was exciting to see the two of them together.
Out of all the Reds that you've met, who was your favorite?
George Foster.
Isn't he just the nicest guy?
He truly is.
And he's a bit of a smart aleck, too.
Got some personality. Now, I didn't realize you could get tours of the ballpark. What's most interesting thing about the Red Stadium?
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. First of all, that's what we hear from every visitor from across the world. We have one of the prettiest ballparks, and the views are stunning from every direction. Even if you're not a sports fan, my husband's not a sports fan, and he enjoyed the tour.
Yeah, he's into hot rods, and that's another side gig you have is taking pictures for international car magazines.
Yes, it's a whole another world these hot rodders live in, and I've been sucked into it.
Me too. So what's your favorite kind of car?
He specializes in like 1932 Fords.
Oh, old cars.
Old cars. But my favorite is the one I have is the 67 Beetle.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay, I'm looking over your submission here. This has got to be a first for me. The question is, what would be your dream prize to win from B105? A vacation to Iowa, Jesse's hometown? That's where you want to go?
What?
Gotta meet the parents, right? No.
I think you just want to see that old Pizza Hut they got there that's frozen in time.
Yes. This has got to be the last one standing, right?
For sure. Well, Carrie Strunk, we sure do love you, and thanks for filling out your application and getting submission into the B105 Country Club. Now, the only thing left to do is to play the next song on B105 for you. What are we going to hear?
Heaven by Kane Brown.
Otherwise known as Iowa for Carrie.
Yeah.
Heaven. Yeah. Hey, welcome to the club, girl.
Thank you all.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.